After an unprecedented number of hearings across the state, featuring input from Wisconsinites of all walks of life, the Speaker's Task Force on Water Quality is introducing a package of bills that begin efforts to ensure clean water for generations. Hi, I'm Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, and I'm talking today with the chairman of the task force, Representative Todd Novak. He's led the fight to put together this innovative package of bills, and he joins us on the right angle to talk about efforts to keep our water clean and the work that still lies ahead.
Welcome back to The Right Angle, the official podcast of the Wisconsin Assembly Republicans. Every week, we give you an inside look at the policies and politics that are driving conversations in the Capitol and across the state. Today, we're talking about water. From fishermen to farmers and everyone in between, clean water is just not an option. The innovative bills released this week by the Speaker's Task Force on Water Quality are a fresh start on preserving our future.
So, Todd, welcome.
Thanks for joining me. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you give us an overview of how the committee came to be, what you were hearing back home that made you want to begin work on this issue?
Well, Iowa County, Lafayette County, and Grant County had done a water study, had started a water study in that area called the SWIG study. Initial results came back that 47% of the tested wells that they did had some form of contaminant in it. Both of those areas are Representative Tranel and I share. So in discussion with the two of us and our constituents, there was a big alarm raised in our area. On behalf of our constituents, we asked the Speaker to study water and form a task force, which he agreed to do. And that's how this all started. We've been at it about a year now.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I know you've heard about it in your backyard. I've heard about it in mine up in northeastern Wisconsin, Door County specifically. That kind of area has really been affected by groundwater issues. So when you were putting together this first-of-its-kind bicameral task force, where did you start? Like, how did you figure out how to put together, who to invite, and what to do?
What we did is... The problem with water is that because of the topography and geography of Wisconsin, there is not a one-fix-all solution. So it became apparent to us that we needed to go into every area of the state and find out what's going on in those areas. So we worked with the departments, DNR, DADCAP, DHS. They told us where they had records of problem areas. And we went from there. We talked to university officials, the state geologist, Ken Bradbury, got his ideas of where to go. So we ended up picking 14 areas of the state that covered pretty much all the problems we were hearing. So we set the hearing dates up. We initially kicked it off with two hearings in Madison with all the departments, and we went from there. We had people testify at every hearing. We had every group that is involved with water that asked to testify, we allowed. And then we heard afterwards from the public. Normal hearing lasted 6 to 8 hours in every area we went to. So
that's great. Now, one of the things I appreciate about the work that you did in putting this together and the work of the task force in general is that so often politicians, when there's issues like this out there, they rush out there. They try to put together an answer that is not always well thought through. And I think in this case with the task force, you guys really focused on coming up with answers that work, that they address the problem without creating more problems because of it. So what are the things that you're most proud of that came out of this effort?
I think that that I'm most proud of is the package of bills that have come out. It's 13 bills. The report itself is 38 pages. It's very comprehensive. And I think what I'm most proud of is that we listened to what the public said and we listened to what the experts said. And there's a piece of that in every bill and in every part of this report. We listened to the scientists. We listened to the university experts on this. We listened to a lot of the experts within the environmental groups and the farm groups. So what we put out, you're seeing a little bit of everybody and members of the task force. We just didn't sit down and say, let's do this and let's do that. There's a lot of thought went in this.
Awesome. So all voices were heard and
yes,
everybody's
absolutely.
Got a part in this report. So I appreciate the fact that you make the point that science is extremely important in this effort. So when it comes to that science, how do you collect that information? How do you collect the data, and how do you use it?
Well, that's a very good question, because we found out along the way that we need the data. There are many counties, you know, like I said, in Southwest Wisconsin, we're going through a water study. Our goal by, I don't know how many years, we want every county in the state to have water data, which is sent to the University of Stevens Point, which has a program, and they hold all the data. Data is very important, because the science has gotten so good with water, and this is what's changed over the years, that will allow us to pinpoint hotspots and for us to go in. We also are recommending the creation of an Office of Water Policy for that individual would be housed at the Department of Geology and would take all that data and compile it and reports, and it will be a one-stop shop. So the data will be very important as we move along. And for the next task force that deals with water, next water-related, we can go to that person, we can go to the university and get that data.
Tell me a little bit about the importance of the investment in the UWM program.
The UWM program, it will be the first of its kind. We will have undergraduate degrees in water and it's some of the universities. So this is kicking off the start of that. We want Wisconsin to be a leader in water professionals. And it is our goal to 10, 15 years down the road to have, let's say, 1,000 undergraduates who have a degree in water. And I think that's important. The university system is very invested in this. It's something they want to tackle. This idea has gotten attention nationwide, so we want to be a leader in this.
Well, and Wisconsin is obviously America's dairy land, right? So farms have to be part of this conversation. And knowing farmers in my own district, I don't know anybody that's more concerned than farmers are as far as taking care of the land and making sure that making sure they're doing things the right way. So how do you involve farmers without impacting in a negative way the amount of regulations and costs that go on to the family farms, because we all know that they're struggling?
You know, that was one great thing. As soon as this task force was announced, you know, the farmers stepped up, the farm groups, I heard from watershed groups who stepped up and said, you know, we realize we're a piece of this puzzle. We want to be part of the solution. We do have put out bills that have very ag-related. We're taking existing programs that have worked very well that the farmers have asked to be extended, and we're doing that. A lot of in what you see in the bills and in the report is farmer-driven. We listen to them. Large farmers, big farms, they definitely had a seat at the table, and I know they were very appreciative. Everywhere, every hearing we had, there were farmers testifying, farm groups from that area, watershed groups, so it was good.
So for the people at home, what can they expect next from this task force and from the package of bills? What should they be looking for in the news as this project moves forward?
Well, the next step is, now that the bills are introduced and the report is out, we'll hold hearings. And I caution, I always tell everybody, this is a start. You know, we're going to take what we did now and hopefully build off it next session and keep building off it. So there'll be hearings, Senate and Assembly hearings, and it's the goal, I know, of the Speaker and myself to have water bills as one of our session days just devoted to water. I think it's a very important issue. And water is not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's a Wisconsin issue.
Great. Well, I want to thank you again, Representative Novak, for your efforts here, the Speaker as well, all members of the task force for really the incredible work that you did in including all the voices of people throughout Wisconsin that have a stake in this issue. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
And that's The Right Angle on water quality in Wisconsin. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe. Just search for The Right Angle on iTunes and Google Play, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. Have an idea for a guest or a topic? Tweet us at Wisconsin Assembly GOP. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.